7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Away With Words, the podcast. My name is Bree Stories.
And it's A Tati.
Yes, it is. You know it is, Bree.
Yes, it is. You know it is.
What are we going to talk about today, Tati?
Today, the name of this is going to be, what would you do if
your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor?
Because he's hungry.
Damn. I wouldn't have my son out here like that.
We're going to get more into that after the check. You said I wouldn't have my son out here like that, dog. That's why she was sleeping with men for a little bit of money.
I at least would have fed him before I left.
She had to go sleep with the men
to get the money. I know. Yeah. I mean, what I'm saying.
And his daddy gone, so she has no help. But, so yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about.
Oh, she must ain't got
what
no
would
mama.
You do if, or.
Because my mama would take my baby.
She would take your baby?
She would.
My mama
would
take her for a night.
I think my mama, like, my mom is wild. I think she would let my baby
No, if we was
her.
Poor, if I was dirt poor, my mama would definitely.
Talk about if we was poor.
No, if, like, it was that scenario.
Like, what would you do if your son was at home?
Like, if I was telling my mama, like, no, he be hungry. And then, like, I'd have to go, like, have sex with a couple people. And then, like, I go get us, like, Big Macs. She would definitely
keep the baby while you suck and fuck for some Big Macs.
No, she would take the child all the way. Like, she'd be like, what
she'll be fuck? Like, she'll be like, oh, fuck a couple people. All right, I'll take him.
No,
for
she
the
would.
Night.
She would be like, no, he's gonna live with me and you too.
You get your shit together.
Right? No, she'd be like, and you too, as well.
Oh, yeah, my mom would do that.
Yeah, you said, oh, well, okay.
Yeah, no.
So, checking the mic.
What would you niggas do is the name of this episode. Oh, sorry.
I said check in.
Girl, I was looking at a picture of myself. I look cute today. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, physically, I feel, can't tell y'all what I feel physically, actually. But, another thing that I feel physically is nasally. Like that. Emotionally, I'm feeling fatigued. I'm ready to go to sleep whole time. My attention is currently on. When I get home, I need to do some work. Like, mm-hmm. some work for my job. And I need to not get distracted from doing that. And spiritually, I feel like we lift our hands in the sanctuary. We give him praise for the rest of our days.
Physically, I feel I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
You
ain't eat. You gotta eat.
Yeah, I'm
you
hungry now.
You ain't eat and you gotta eat.
Even though it was a lit because I took my baby to McDonald's before we came here and I got her a Happy Meal, but like that was it. But the lady put two fries in her bag, in her Happy Meal bag. So
dang.
I got to eat a small fry.
She friends with your baby?
Mm-mm. I don't know her. I was surprised.
What if Cassidy had her as a friend though? What if she was like, the McDonald's lady is my friend and every time I come in there, she gonna hook it up?
I mean, but that's just not the case. So my emotionally, deception.
Disgrace.
I don't know how I feel emotionally. Emotionally, I feel a little sad emotionally. My attention is on money.
Come on, money.
Money! And spiritually, I feel
tell us.
I feel like a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
How I feel. So, this past week, there was a video circulating around that was of this white lady. It was like, it was a white couple walking down the street with their two kids. The woman was holding hands with her son. The son had to have probably been like 8 or something.
He was way smaller than 8.
Well, I guess I'm saying he was 8 because the girl that was with the dad looked smaller than him.
But he so looked small. So it made me want
to say like,
they could have been like twins. 4.
They didn't look the same.
They
age,
both looked
so.
Little to me. He didn't look like no 8-year-old.
Well, then let's say he was like six.
Yeah.
So that little boy was like 6. And then the little girl was with her, we're walking with the dad. And she was probably like 4 or something. Mm-hmm. So anyways, the mother and the son walking down the street. And then this fat white lady just walks up to the little boy and just like punches him in the face.
His ass.
Like 3-4 times. Like hit him real quick. Like real quick. And then just kept walking. So of course, like the mom is like, she has no idea what just happened. Like she can't even,
right.
You can see it like in her movements. Like she's completely like confused. Like, wait, like did she just hit you? Or like, what the fuck? And so they turn to her and the husband, like, kind of turn around, like, what the fuck is happening? And as they turn around, the woman comes back around and tries to grab the little girl, tries to hit the little girl. But the dad, like, kind of, like, swings her back, like, behind him so she can't get him. So then as she starts walking away, the dad, like, runs up, charges, like, he's about to, like, beat the brakes off this woman. And she flashes her knife that she got, and he felt like he was so thirsty to, like, get away from her after seeing that knife that he damn near, like, he was tripping over himself. Like, he, like, fell, like, trying to, like, run away from her. So, in the story, they didn't end up doing nothing. Then he just walked across the street. So, there were tons of this was going around everywhere. It was being posted everywhere. And, like, the big question was, like, what would you do?
Let me tell you where I want to start with this. Let me tell you the difference between them kids' parents and mine. The fact that that woman, understandably so, was confusion. Like, what the fuck just happened?
Mm-hmm.
My mama?
Mm-hmm.
Confusion wouldn't have led to what just happened, put my hands in the air, what's going on. Confusion would have, I'm about to beat the, my mama would have whooped that woman's, like, the little girl getting ready to get something would not have even happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm picturing, like, me and my, okay, mind you, my parents wasn't together, so, I mean, but stay with me. Mm-hmm. If I was a little girl and I'm holding my mama hand, or even my brother holding, we can do it the same way. My mama holding my brother hand, I'm holding my daddy hand in the back. First of all, that bitch would have got jumped. My mother, first of all, like, just to make it the same exact scenario where my mom is the parent who, like, witnesses it first, mm-hmm. my mama would have beat that woman's ass. Like, my mother would have whooped that woman's ass. Like, no questions asked. And she would have been confused later. Like, later on, she would have been like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
But you put, like, what? Like, not even just, like, I'm thinking of even, like, smaller things that would have still got her ass beat. Like, even if the woman walked up and just, like, touched the kid's hair or something, like, pulled the little boy hair or something, my mama would have whooped her fucking ass.
What's crazy too is that it's like the woman, because she caught the little boy in a moment where, like, the mom wasn't looking at him at all.
Right.
Like, she was just holding his hand and, like, you know, just looking forward, like, moving. Because I'm imagining, like, times when I be walking with Cassidy when it's, like, crowded spaces or, like, we on a street, like, just walking, I feel like I be looking down at her a lot. And I feel like if I had seen it, like, in that moment, like, I would have beat the fuck out of that lady. But at the same time, I also did tell one of my friends that if it was just me by myself, and say it was me, Cassidy, and then, like, my nephew, Antonio, like, if it was just the three of us and that lady did that, I feel like if I had caught her in the act, like, actually while her hands were still on Cassidy, I would have started fighting, like, because that just would have been a natural reaction. But a part of me also feels that, like, if it had happened after the fact, I might have just, like, grabbed the kids and, like, ran. Or, like, tried to get out of, like, Dodge. And tried to, like, get out of Dodge.
I talk about.
Or something, because I feel like, being by myself would have made me feel like, say for any circumstance, like if this, and she did have a knife. So say for some circumstances, yeah, this woman does end up beating my ass, stabbing me, anything. It's like now the kids are just out here with the crazy person. Right. So I feel like if it was just me by myself, I might have like did a little like, you know, like thought hit her or something. Like, but now we're getting out of Dodge. Right. But my child's father is there. There's one thing I can say about Cassidy's dad is I'm never worried about being in danger when he is around.
Yeah.
Like, that is the least of my concerns. And not a knife, my nigga.
That's what killed me. Like, you wasn't willing to get scratched up for
and it wasn't a machete. It was like a chef's knife. And on top of that, you don't even know, not like two women fighting. Sure, that I feel like that's a little more up in the air. We don't know which way this is gonna go. Right. But a man fighting
her, he could have at least restrained her.
Right, he could have knocked that bitch. Like, he could have knocked the knife out of her hand. Could have snatched. How many domestic fights have we seen where, like, even like, if not in person, like TV, like where the woman get angry and she grabs something and the man grabs her arm, grabs her wrist and snatches it out her hand. Like, bitch, what did you think this was? Like, it's not that difficult. It was not that difficult. But that daddy ran for his life. I mean, like, he ran for his life like she flashed a Glock. Like, all this bitch got the strap.
No, that's like, and I would have understood if she flashed a gun.
It's a gun.
Obviously.
Right.
But, like, my nigga, like, you can't even, I don't know. And that's the thing. Like, and I think that it's really interesting, too. Like, I always think about how all things, like, in general, like, we never know what we would do until something happens. But I also feel pretty sure that, like, because I don't even have a kid. And that's the thing, too. I think that that's why I started with what I think my parents would do. Mm-hmm. Because I've not yet to feel that feeling of, like, having to protect somebody else. Right. But I know that my mother would not go. I know that my dad would not go.
Yeah.
And the way that they went out, I think it's just...
The way they went out!
I think it's kind of shameful. Like, if I was the kids and I grew up and, like, this is, like, a viral video, I would be like, y'all petty. Like, y'all bogus as fuck. Y'all never gave a fuck about me. Like, my y'all daddy, never... My daddy. Father would like, have... I don't think that my dad would even, like... I think that my dad, I've never known my dad to, like, hit no woman, but my dad would have fucking body slammed or fucking choke slammed that bitch or, like, tackled her. At least. A knife in your hand at my kid.
If she had showed a gun, Cassidy's dad would have damn near got shot and killed.
Yeah.
Like, or risk, you know, like, that wouldn't have, like,
deterred him from the fact that I'm about to.
His daughter get smacked in the face 3 times by some random random stranger.
That was the funniest part, like, to me.
And it's not
funny.
Way.
No, it's not funny, but that shit was so fucking funny to me.
Like, yeah.
It's not funny. And I wanted to make this disclaimer before we started talking about it in the beginning of the show. Like, none of this is funny.
Yeah, it's not funny at all.
But it's fucking...
Because it definitely, the very first time I watched it, I didn't have any humor. Like, there was no... When I first watched it, like, I was sitting there in my bed looking at it. I was like, see... This is the type of shit that is people's biggest fear. It's the types of things that you can't control.
Right.
Like, there's no type of warning. There's no type of way, like, I'm with my child. We're walking down the street. And even if they had have attacked her and, like, and beat her up or whatever they did to her, the initial attack still happened.
Right.
So if she had the knife in her hand and had actually stabbed the little boy or anything, Ooh. It's like like, the counterattack still doesn't take away what she did initially.
Right.
So, it's like, those are, like, the biggest fears I feel like of having kids. Is the things that you have no control over whatsoever.
Right.
And just having to just trust the universe. So, it was terrible. I was like, people are crazy.
I mean, nuts.
Out here.
Like, really, truly
crazy.
Nuts.
They're crazy.
And I also can't help but to think, like, on some this shit. Not to beat this horse, but, like... being black and just thinking about the way the justice system is for us, like, knowing that my parents would have rightfully beat the fuck out of her, like, that probably still wouldn't have even ended well for them. And that's uncomfortable to know.
You think so? You don't think that would have been self-defense? She had a knife.
Yes, self-defense. But I hear stories all the fucking times where shit makes sense to everybody involved, right, but somehow the people who are defending themselves still get in trouble. And
I feel like her having a weapon would have amped it up.
I would hope so. I would hope so. But I just don't have any faith in the justice system, unfortunately. And I can't help but think about that too. So when I think about when I get older and I have a kid, and like you just said, like if somebody did, like I don't understand, like the strength of parents to like not. Like, flat out fucking kill people over their kid. Like, I don't understand it because I cannot imagine
it's crazy.
Some shit like that happening to my child and then having to worry about what my repercussions would be for defending myself and my kid. Like, the fact that we have to think about that, you know what I'm saying? Like, as people, because the justice system ain't shit overall, but especially as black people, like, the fact that I would even have to consider, like, yeah, if I beat the fuck, like, if I'm so angry because you fucking snuff my kid that I do fucking kill you, that I knock mm-hmm. your ass out, because anything can happen. I can hit you in the right spot in your head and concuss you, and it's mm-hmm. over with. So now I got manslaughter because you fucking snuff my kid.
Yeah.
No, that, I cannot lie. That part of the video, because when you sent it to me, I looked at it and I was just watching it, and I was like, I didn't laugh initially, like my jaw dropped. I was like, what is this bitch doing? And then it started over. She walked up. It made me think, you remember, you weren't there, but when I got two-piece by that security guard, she hit me so fast. That's what it made me think of. I'm like, she hit that little boy three fast ass
times. You said when I got two-piece by the security guard.
At the Wild Hair. I was about to say, I told y'all this. Mm-hmm. That was my very first thought. So then that made me laugh.
Yeah, that is terrible. So that definitely, of course, so when this, the same way how we talked, it was a whole slew of people like making comments and stuff on social media just about like what, like I would have this, I would have that, I would have this. And like this one person had comments, posted something saying like, you know, people love to say what they would have did. And they were like, right, but you never know how you would react. In the moment, in the height of everything, adrenaline rushing. Even though adrenaline rushing makes me feel like I would beat your ass even more. But, you know, so I'm just going to bring up a couple random scenarios. Oh, a lot of these are probably like a little funny. Like nothing's like super, super serious. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess they'd be serious if they were real. But, right. And then we're just going to talk about what we would do in this case. So before I ask this first one, do you or have you ever watched Jane the Virgin?
Nope.
Okay. So then I'm going to explain. I wasn't going to explain the question if you had seen it. So okay. What would you do if you were artificially inseminated accidentally?
Artificially inseminated accidentally? How does that happen? Was I in a coma?
I mean, let's
did
just,
I fall on a syringe with someone's
you were inside? You were alive, and then let's just say that your OB like accidentally like mixed you up with another person, like the person
it impregnated who, me, like during my Pap smear.
Yes, like during your Pap smear. Spoiler alert: that's what Jane the Virgin is about, everybody. So you get inseminated. No, that's not the whole question. So you get inseminated.
Fuck, what? That's not the whole question.
And I'm just gonna give you literally her whole situation okay. to see what you would do.
Okay.
So you're pregnant now. You end up finding
am
out.
Am I me?
Yeah, you're you. No, am you're I, you.
Okay,
you're
I'm
you.
Me.
Brie, you're pregnant. Also, this version of Brie, you are recently engaged.
No, see, you just no. Got, I want to be me. You said I get to be me.
Brie can get engaged.
No, but I want to.
You're
say,
not okay. So can
I,
either.
Okay, so can I answer the question from where I am in this part of my life? Like, if that happened right now to me when I'm not engaged.
Let me finish all the aspects, because without all the bits and pieces, the answer I feel like is more clear. Like, I feel like the bits and pieces makes it
I'm
more
recently
like,
engaged.
Hard.
I'm pregnant by my doctor.
Pregnant by your doctor. And the person that you're pregnant by, it turns out that you know him.
How I know him?
He's, like, the CEO of your company. and that you I work used for? To have a crush on him back in
the day. I bet.
And you used to have a crush on him back in the day.
My baby.
And so you know him and you actually like him. Like, he's a good person. You like him. He has cancer. He can't have any more kids. That was his last, like,
damn,
sperm. Like, yeah. That the doctor. So what do you do?
I mean, I'm having a baby because.
So you're going to have the baby.
I mean, I would have the baby. So that's what I was going to say. Even if it was me and I wasn't engaged, I would have the baby because we good. Y'all owe me lots of money.
Right.
You're sued. OBGYN. Mm-hmm. And your whole practice. So we're good. And that's most of the battle for me. I would have a baby if it wasn't for the fact that I can't fucking afford one.
But so.
So, and my CEO, he got cancer. It's his baby. This is the only baby he can have. I feel like I would.
Are you going to want to be a part of the baby's life? Or are you going to, like, would you give the baby, like, to him and his wife and let them raise it?
I mean, he's not going to die.
No, he's in recovery. Like, he's not dying.
He's fine.
He had cancer, but the cancer made him not be able to have kids anymore.
Okay, so he had frozen sperm or something, or did he donate?
Like, they took, I don't know how they, no, he did this on purpose. The sperm was meant to go into his wife.
Okay,
And the OB made a mistake and did it to you.
So
like the couple would come to you like, oh my God, like, please have the baby. Can you, and we'll let us have him? Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. I would tell them, like, look, as long as I still get my money for suing the OBGYN, and I'm assuming I get a little money for, do they pay women for adopting off their kids or no? Is that a thing?
Pay you for
adopting? And not like in a traditional
adoption.
They
could pay you for carrying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. Okay, maybe that. So y'all got to pay me as well.
For that.
But this baby also does have my genetics. So I would want to be in the baby's life to a certain.
Now that might stop you from getting paid for carrying. You're the medical, they're going to have to pay you regardless.
Yeah, you got
to
pay me.
But like the couple, if you would if you're going to be like, this is my baby,
but
then
I'm
it's like,
saying
we're not going to pay you to have your baby.
Well, no. I'm saying y'all can have the baby, but you can't be like, but you can never see it. Like, I want to
see
the baby.
You would just want
to
just.
You can still pay
me part
for
of
carrying
their
your
life.
Baby. Yeah, and I'll come to the birthday parties and stuff.
Okay.
Like, that would probably fuck me up slowly. Like, I would be that's fucked up. But, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I would just go ahead and give him the baby just out of, like, damn.
Right.
You know?
I would have the baby, too.
Maybe. I would have the baby.
I think I would have the baby.
Probably not true. This probably isn't true.
I would have the baby only in that specific scenario if I know. Because I know the person, and I already kind of have, like, a, connection to that person.
Yeah.
And then knowing that he can't have any more kids.
Right.
Would make me be like, okay, so I would have a baby. But if it was a stranger that had happened, and it was a complete stranger, I would have an abortion. I would be like, I probably wouldn't have the baby. Because I don't feel like I could give the baby away. I don't feel like I could give the baby to the couple. Like, if it's me and I know this baby is half me, I wouldn't be able to.
But
not
why would
have
you?
Have, it.
But why would you have an abortion though?
Because if I didn't want kids, if this is like if I didn't want another, like, if I didn't want a baby, especially like I'm newly engaged, I'm getting ready to like start a life, with my husband and stuff. Like, if this wasn't like part of my plan, and then on top of that, I don't even know, I know me, I wouldn't feel comfortable being like, okay, I'll have the baby and then you guys can have him. Like, no, like, I would want to be the mother.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, it's me.
I think that if I didn't know the people, I would have the baby and I would just be like, well, we about to be fucking rich so I can take care of the baby. And I'm talking from terms of who I am. Like, if that happened to me right now, I would be like, sign on the dotted line before 12 weeks is up, because I need all 12 weeks for y'all to sign on the dotted line and contractually obligate yourselves to giving me a certain amount of money, and that'll determine whether or not I get an abortion. Because if I'm going to be set, I'll just have my baby and take care of it.
Yeah. With that being said, though, I probably actually am lying. I probably have the baby either way. Just because that's so strange that it would make you feel like, oh, clearly I was meant to have this baby. Like, if somebody's sperm just accidentally got in, like, put inside me, like, Okay. But next. If everyone in the world over the age of 35 died. If everyone in the whole world over the age of 35 died, what would you do? What do you think would be the first thing that you would do? Or try to do?
Shit, I don't know. Go looting? I would probably go looting first. Uh-huh. Like me and like all of y'all, we would be like, okay, we about to go to Hinsdale.
I would not go looting.
What?
Every time I see movies or things like where like something happens that now people like are like,
that's apocalyptic. Oh,
like we can go. It's never safe. People be out there with guns, like, because when you think of it, if you can loot, that means there's no order at this time. I period. Mean,
okay,
so that would be, I would I don't, not be
but
out
looting is the term that I'm using, but I'm not assuming that it's going to be like, there are no adults, everybody fucking rage. Like, I don't think that, but I'm saying it's a lot of very rich, elderly people who would now be dead, and I say we just go to their neighborhoods. And get their shit. That's all I'm saying. To just secure ourselves for the future. And I think that more importantly, I would find someone within the age frame who is a scientist or something. Because I would want to know, like, are we going to fucking die when we pass 35? Like, I would want to know what this means for us.
Right. No, it's good. It's more so like some type of, like, airborne disease hit that ended up just killing everybody that was over there. It's not going to happen again. Like, that was
But I'm saying in that very strange scenario, we wouldn't know that. So I think that the second thing after I loot the homes would be to find a scientist to ensure that that's not going to happen to us again.
Right.
And shit, I mean, what? We got to start repopulating this hole. That would be tight. I mean, not really. not really.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
It would not. I mean, hear me out.
Guys,
a lot of our environmental issues are because we're overpopulated. So if all them niggas dead, I think that we'd be in good shape.
I feel like the first thing I would try to do is immediately start like, of course, wait for like the madness to die down because it's gonna be crazy for a second.
You think?
But
so?
I feel like my.
My first thought was to loot people.
Talk about, do you think so that it wouldn't be crazy if everybody just dropped dead that was 36 and older?
Damn, ma.
It would be crazy outside. But once all that calmed down, I immediately would start applying for jobs. Because I feel like...
It's you, baby boomer's fault. I ain't got no job.
Like, that would literally, the first thing I would do is start, like, all these jobs and everything, like, all, like, think about all people that were, like, on the boards. All that shit is open now. Yeah. So I would immediately start looking into companies like that. Like, I would immediately start looking into, like, Amazon and Google and all that type of shit, trying to see, like, where do I fit in? Because y'all got to restaff. Because everybody that's 35 and under that was already with y'all are automatically going to get promoted. They're going to go up. So you need people to fill all those jobs. So that's the first thing I would do.
That's so funny.
Get jobs. I would immediately... What I might do with you... is look for like vacant homes and move into a big house, or like not even a big house, but just move into a house with me and Cassie and like settle in.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I would be on. I feel like I would just be thinking of like ways to take advantage of the situation to set us up.
Yeah. Same. That's all I was trying to do.
Same. Looting.
Yeah.
Ain't
nobody there.
What would you do if you won $1 million?
The first thing that I would do is pay off my debt, which my debt is a ridiculously low amount of money. It's just that I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm only $19,000 in debt, y'all. So I'm working it out. Last time I checked, I don't remember when that was, but it was a while ago when I checked and it was 21. So that means that I'm paying it down. It's going down.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I would do is definitely pay off the debt, number one. Second thing I would do... the second thing I would do is go and talk to a financial advisor, and I would be like, hey, I got just under $1 million. I need you to tell me what I can put my money in right now that is going to create growth for that money. Like, where can I put some of this money mm-hmm. where it's going to continue to grow? I don't have to touch it. I don't have to think about it. It's mine and it grows. They're mm-hmm. going to tell me that. I would do that. Third thing I would do is I would make a chart and I would be like, basically divvy up how many thousands I can give to each of my people. I'm not finna break y'all all the way off because it ain't nothing but $1 million. That's not a lot of money. But I would mm-hmm. break everybody off with a little bit of something. And then I would probably pay my rent all the way to the end of my lease. And then, and my bills, everything. And then I would just start living. I would keep working my job mm-hmm. and, like, earning money. And I would just, like, do, like, very randomly lavish shit. Like, I would just, like, call y'all on a Thursday and be like, bitch, we at the Crab House tonight and we rented the whole place out. It's just us. You know? Like, mm-hmm. little shit that's like, maybe that costed me like, maybe that costed like $10,000 for me to like rent out the whole space.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. You know, exactly. I would just start living like randomly lavish. But not, uh-huh. yeah. I would just get some money to grow, break some people off, and be regular.
So I would set up a payment plan for my debt. I wouldn't pay it off.
You funny as hell.
I'll set up a payment plan because as of now, you know, I pay zero a month.
Right.
But it's set up like that though.
Yeah. So you're good.
Right. So it's not like counting against me. But I would set up a payment plan. I would start making payments. I would do that. I would get a new place. Pay that rent and bills up, you know, like for the year. I would get maybe like $100,000, like put it in a trust fund for Cassidy.
Yeah.
I would also sit down and divvy up like how I'm like what money I'm giving away yeah. to people, like you know, like my parents, my brother, yeah. like the people that I know that are gonna get like a big chunk, like right. figuring out like how much I can give, like to make sure that like we're still good. I would probably put like another big chunk, like maybe like another 100,000, like in just like in a savings account.
Yeah,
I would go on a big ass like all expense paid trip, like with my friends and stuff, and we would like, and I would literally want to have like a good week of me just like balling out doing stupid stuff.
Yeah,
just to get
that
out of my system. Like, get whatever you want, order whatever you want, let's go to the mall, everybody get what, like I would want to have a good week of yeah. just acting a fool and being black because I got yep. $1 million. And then when I got home, I would give myself a year dedicating it to just being a full-time writer and trying Ooh. To treat that like a 9-to-5, like yeah. getting up at 9 a.m, writing all day, you know, and trying to get published. And then say like after a year and a half, if that doesn't come to fruition, then I would go back to work.
Yeah.
And start working again.
Yeah.
But that would be the basis.
Later.
What would you do
if your son was at home?
If you were engaged... And
why do you keep trying to engage me?
You're not in any of these situations. So it's all make believe. I don't. We were just talking about money.
No, you said before that when I was Jane the Virgin. You said I was
Girl,
engaged.
What would you do if you were engaged and your best friend called you and was like, yo, so your fiance's name is John, and they was like, I just seen John on Tinder.
I would sit John down and mm-hmm. I would say, hey, such and such called me today. They told me that they saw you on Tinder. What's up?
That's very nice.
That's what I would do. I would just be like, what's up? Because either A, there has to be a rational explanation for this. There's always one. A, you're a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
B, someone is using your photos because you're very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Or C, you were dumb and you were trying to like surprise me. Like you were like Brianna a freak, and I'm going to surprise her with a threesome. And you was trying to find a girl. And I think we can talk about all three of those things. I think, yeah, we can discuss it.
So I think that initially I would get his phone and see if the app was, like, on his phone. Like, if it, like, because I know a lot of people, like, I have dating apps and stuff, but plenty of times when I've stopped getting on them or I'm not using it or, like, when I was in a relationship, like, I just deleted the app. I didn't necessarily delete my profile, though. Right. Like, I would just, like, delete the app. Right. So I feel like I would look to see if the app was still on his phone. And I'd have to call somebody to figure out, like, what are the things that people do to, like, hide apps, too. Because I know there are ways that you can, like, hide things in files just so people can't see them.
Yeah.
So first I would see if the app was actually there or not. And if the app was actually there on his phone and in live, I'd probably lose my shit. Because I feel like a lot of those, you're not looking for a threesome, like, for me, with me. That's not one of the, that's not one of the things that you were doing with me.
Yeah.
So, and if you haven't cheated yet, to me, even if you haven't cheated, like, you could have not even met anybody yet. But to me, the fact that you are on it, is that's one of those, like, stupid things. Like, that's one of those, like, what the, like, what are you doing? Right. And not only are you on here actively looking for somebody, doing something that that's its sole purpose is for you to look for people,
right,
you also put yourself in a situation to have me look stupid because anybody can see you on there just like how they did. So I would be pissed. We would damn near, we'd probably be calling off our engagement for a while. And I'm not saying that, because if I really loved you and we were getting married and stuff, like, we could probably maybe come back from that. Like, you could, you know, maybe, like, make it up to me at some point. But for the time being, that our engagement would probably get called off. Because that's insane.
I feel you.
What would you do if you woke up in a different, if you just woke up in the morning and you realized you were in a different country and no one speaks English? Not the the reenactment. Like,
I woke up in a which country?
It could be any country, I guess.
Are there blacks or whites?
Both. So it's a mixed population.
Okay. I would try to find, like, depending on the country, there's usually, like, a U.S. embassy or, like, somewhere where I can go.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can, like, talk to people about the United States. So I would try to find that. Do I have a phone? Do I have my phone? Do I have internet?
Well, you have internet.
Because Siri does.
You have internet. I'm not going to, no phone. But you can go get on a computer anywhere. So you have internet.
So I can't be like, Siri, what country am I in?
No.
You're at 5038 Harvard. Oh, my God. She said your address. Is that your address?
Mm-hmm. She said Harvard.
She said I was at 5038 Harbor Lane.
That's like...
Bitch, that's you don't even know where I'm at.
See?
You useless.
That's how unreliable.
You useless. That's ridiculous. I thought she was about to just say your address on the mic. Okay, so if I could get on the... I'm sorry. I'm being literal. So I wake up. Am I in a hotel? And
just a bed. What a man. No, I don't know. No.
I'm going to say this romantic now.
Like a hotel. Because you're by yourself. So I don't want to make you. It can't be like a family downstairs. So a hotel.
I'm in a hotel. I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
And
you just start looking around and you just start seeing like foreign shit.
I feel like I would have to talk myself out of a panic attack initially. Like initially I would have to truly calm myself down. But if in that room there was a computer or something where I can get on the internet and contact someone, that would be the first thing that I do.
When I saw this, the very first thing that popped in my mind is, like, I'm about to figure out how to call my mama. Like,
period. No, that's what I meant by getting contact.
Right, like, that is literally the only thing that would be on my mind. Like, I would get up. Realize I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I would think somebody was
Like, I would, like, put some clothes on or find some clothes if I had no clothes
on. You naked?
I said if I didn't have no clothes on. I don't know. Oh, or like maybe I'm in like pajamas. I don't know. I'm just saying.
They put your pajamas on you. They put you into those fucking pajamas.
In my mind, I view this not as like a kidnapping situation. Oh. I thought of it as like just like a weird like movie. Yeah, like I just don't know what happened. And now I'm here. Just be
trying to
call
my mom.
Yeah, like I would definitely like I would be walking all around. Like, does anybody speak English? Do you speak English? Find somebody that speaks English.
I don't think I would do that because that makes you look vulnerable. And the traffickers would be like, this bitch
in the hotel,
what she doing? Oh.
Not outside.
They be hanging out at the hotel lobbies looking
for
people.
You just got to stay at the desk. Like,
yeah,
we're going to
be like,
just stay right there.
Just stand there like, English. Yep.
And then I would just eventually get somebody's phone and call my mama.
Yeah.
And ask her, what do I do? And then we would figure it out together. Me and Tammy would figure it out together.
Shout out to Tammy.
Man, shout out to mamas. And I really hope that's me. Like,
yes, of course
I think about that all the time. Like, how much we automatically just rely on our mothers to, like, figure shit out or, like, know what to do. Like, even when we know for a fact, like, why would she know this?
Right, like,
why would she know why your toe is turning green or something? Like, why would she know? But you just expect, like, you better tell me something. Like, you better tell me where to go to figure it out. So I just really hope that that's how it be for me.
I hit my mom up on Friday on some baby shit. Like, mommy, what did I do?
Man, it's forever. It never ends. And the last one, you wake up. The house is on fire. You only have time to grab three things that are not humans. So
I live alone.
Three, like, inanimate. But it could have been another house. It could have been, like, your mama's house or something. But
I
just,
was like, well, who there?
Right. But I'm just saying, but it's not, this. The game is not being like, oh, first thing I'm going to do is get my kids out the house.
Right.
Things.
These are items.
Yes.
Things.
What three things are you grabbing?
My phone, my laptop. That's it. I think that's it.
That's it?
I don't really like...
You don't even want a third thing.
I don't really care about stuff.
You don't
stuff.
Even need three things.
I don't really care about stuff. I feel like I need my phone and my laptop, though. But, like, what's in my house that I would be like,
God damn it, that burned up, too. You wouldn't want, like, your money?
I ain't got no money in my house.
Or your... I mean, like, your debit card, like, money. Like, you wouldn't want... Because
I thought my wallet was already on my person.
You were asleep.
Okay, so yeah, my wallet, my phone, and my laptop.
Okay.
I don't need my keys if the fucking house burned down.
Oh, dang.
What?
Because I was about to say, like, right, but my car keys are on my keys. So I feel like I wouldn't
need
my
keys.
Damn, that's a thing.
I ain't got no car no more.
Damn, that's hard. Oh, no, it ain't. So I'm grabbing my phone. My purse, because my wallet and my keys are always in my purse. They're never separate. So, my phone, my purse, and then I'm grabbing...
Cassidy's iPad.
No.
She's going to be pissed. How dare you let that shit burn?
I don't know how I slept, but I'm grabbing shoes. Or, like, if I have socks on, then I'm grabbing a jacket. One of those things. Because I don't know what is my outside or how long I'm about to be there. So.
Well, no, they gonna give you
I
stuff.
I would put.
The fire department.
But that's like, you don't know.
I said the fire department.
When that's like last. That's not like important is what I'm saying. Like to be like, get this lady some shoes. Like. Like, what are you guys doing standing there? And I just feel like when you watch stuff like Survivor, when they would have the people like trying to live like in the woods or like all types of things, and the things that they would talk about that were like some of the most important things, but like you don't think about it, were things like socks. Shoot, like things that like they would be like, oh my god, like I'll do anything if somebody just gets me a pair of socks.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would be thinking like, let me grab a pair of shoes or let me grab a jacket because I don't know how long I'm about to be outside. Because back when I was in college, my building caught on fire. The Buckingham, it caught on fire. Well, one of the rooms caught on fire.
I was gonna say the whole damn building.
No, you were still in
somebody
there.
Was trying.
I was like, you were still in there. No, but somebody's room did catch on fire.
Yeah.
And so it was, that was my first time being in like a real fire drill. Yeah. Like, that was, and everybody had to go outside. And we were outside for so long. It was like, it wasn't winter, but it was like October or yeah. something. So, and it was nighttime. So it was cold. Freezing. All I had on like was a hoodie, flip flops. Like they had us outside for like an hour, hour and a half. Then they eventually let us like come back in, but we had to stay like in the lobby. Yeah. Like, but they just let people like come back in. But that experience made me think like, you don't know how long you're going to be outside. Grab your fucking coat next time. Like, you don't know what the situation is about to be. So those are the things.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all my questions.
I want to ask you what you would do. What would you do if yo mama called? No. What would you do if one of your closest friends? I don't know. I thought I had something.
What?
I don't have anything.
Bree, what were you about to say?
What would you do if?
What would you do if your mama called you and was like, me and Diddy getting back together?
I would call
we're
her
getting
a goofy.
Married. The wedding is tomorrow.
I would call her a goofy.
You would call her a goofy if they got
like,
married tomorrow?
I would be like, goofy, what time? Where at? And I'll be there, and I'll be supportive. But she'll be a goofy if she did that. I was just with my father today and yesterday.
And you was like, you still goofy.
That nigga's nuts. Speaking of which, I don't want to stop. How long have we been recording?
Almost 50 minutes.
50?
It's 46 right now.
I thought he was like almost like 15 minutes.
I'm supposed to be like big. I wanna think of one. Let me think of one, y'all. Hold on. You talk to the people while I think. Tati.
What would
no,
you
No, I'm talking, I'm thinking of one. You gotta talk to them about something else. Come on.
If I called you and was like, I was out at a party last night. I saw Jonathan.
My brother.
We really connected. We really connected. I'm about to, me and Cassidy about to move to stay here and we getting married.
I'll be like, you a fool. Be like, you a fool.
Nah.
But that's what's up.
Not you a fool.
I'm like, you a fool, but that's what's up. That's what I would say.
I feel like you say that Jonathan's a great boyfriend.
Who said that?
Like, you've never said those words, but I mean, like, you talk about him, like, relationship-wise, I feel like it's never, like, bad. Like, this bitch is crazy.
He's not. I wouldn't do a job, but I love my brother. He's a good guy. He's great. Da 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 da. It's the motherfucking DOGG. Okay, I can't think of nothing, and I just don't.
What would you do if you had to watch Beetlejuice every day, all day,
all day
for the next 2 years?
2 years? Do I get to like work and stuff and it's just on, or do I have to sit and watch it every day for 2 years?
Like when you on the train and when you at work, you have on headphones and you're listening to the
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. And then when you come home, it's like on the TV.
Yeah. I'm sure that would like if I'm not careful, I'm sure that would like drive me into like I would lose my mind a little bit.
I think it would drive me crazy. Especially because Beetlejuice is nuts.
It's a fucking creepy
movie.
Yeah.
That whole concept is like
Beetlejuice, motherfucker, Beetlejuice.
I actually feel like as an adult, I need to re-see it because right now, when I was just about to say like that whole concept is crazy, like I had to stop and think like, what is the concept?
I don't know.
Like I literally only remember like a gross, like nasty looking guy and like just weird shit. Yeah. Like I don't even remember what that movie was about.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you still ain't got nothing.
Bye, y'all.
Nothing up your sleeve.
Follow us on places where you be following us at Away With Words, the podcast. And don't just follow us. Talk to us, please. And you can do the same thing at Bree.stories and the same thing at Bree_stories if you're on Twit. And you can do that as well at A-Tati on Instagram and at Hey-Tati on Twit. And bonus points. At MJMKid and at moments_stew. Come on. Come on. Come on. I love you all. We'll talk to y'all later. Everybody say bye.
Bye.